Inhale. Om Namah Guru Dev Namah. Om Namah Guru Dev Namah. Om Namah Guru Dev Namah. Ad Gere Name, Sat Gere Name, Sri Guru Dev Name. Ad Gere Name, Sat Gere Name, Sri Guru Dev Name. Ad Gere Name, Sat Gere Name, Sri Guru Dev Name. And why did you come Kalpa? Why did you see Fateh? Victory to the pure ones. So yes, we have our master here with us today smiling and rolling his eyes and saying, look up, I'm right here. And he today said he wants to work with us more. He liked the work we did last week, and when I was meditating before the call, he said he wants to work with us more on connecting our soul with our mind. Soul mind. Mind soul. So that's what he's going to be working with again. So he's saying, open up. Allow the power of your whole being to come into your heart, your mind, and feel very expansive. He'll be helping us calibrate those frequencies. So that's what he's working with us. So open to those frequencies while we talk about astrology and then some instructions from him. Okay, astrology, we're in the middle of Gemini, and we have Venus moving through Taurus tomorrow or Thursday, and it squares the black moon Lilith in Leo. And the black moon is like the dark side of the moon. That's the unexpressed feminine. That's our shadow side. So these are fixed signs, which means that it's something that we have to really focus on. We aren't going to be able to get out of this. We don't really want to. So this is about expressing things that haven't been expressed. And Venus in Taurus is the divine feminine. Express what we love, what we feel. Express being together in Maui is the perfect Venus, Taurus, Lilith, and Leo energy. Perfect, perfect. So, but the Sun in Gemini is the time to really dream and expand our minds. Expand our minds with what really expands our soul. So we want to not either hyperinflate or hyperdeflate the mind, which is the ego trick, to swing back and forth from being very puffed up to very feel bad, to feel really good about something, to feel really bad about something. When we calibrate to our soul, the soul energy is the constant. It's really the only constant in our life, because as long as we're in 3D, we're in time and space. So time and space means fluctuations. So the energy is always fluctuating. We're getting some kind of background noise, so maybe if you haven't muted, this might be a good time to mute your phone, and you can come back in. Thank you. So what we want to do when we calibrate to our soul frequency, then we're able to maintain a constant state of beyond time and space energy, which can be very blissful and peaceful and sustaining, and it allows us to experience those higher states of being towards ourselves and towards others, like compassion, kindness, empathy, all those good things. But those are soul qualities. So we have Mercury went retrograde on Saturday. So this is a time to really go inside and examine what our minds are doing, rather than thinking, oh, the planet Mercury is retrograde, it's outside of us, it's going to cause all kinds of breakdowns. It's really more of a time to examine the places where we break down, where we don't feel strong, where we feel that our mind is playing us rather than we're in charge of what our mind does. So that's the inner Mercury retrograde is really what we're working with during this next 3 weeks. So it's in Gemini, so we've got Mercury rules Gemini, so this is a really good time to work with what in the heavens is our mind doing. And so we've got so we have also a pretty big Neptune influence, which again is dreams. And Neptune's also going retrograde back through Pisces. So we've talked about Neptune and Pisces expressing our dreams outside of us. Well, again, it's time to recalibrate what our inner dreams are, what our soul really wants. So this next period of time is really kind of a time of contemplation, a time of looking inside and calibrating to our own soul frequency, that which expands us and raises our vibration and helps other people around us to raise their vibrations. So we've got two pretty major retrogrades, which are an inner time. And Neptune is actually going back and forth five times to go retrograde, and then it comes out. So we've got really this focus on Neptune Pisces, focus on dreams. So it could be overly stimulated, overwhelmed, underwhelmed, all these different things. So that's why we need the stability of the soul, the stability of the soul frequency. And we've got the Sun square Chiron. So a square is where something has to give. It's like the 90-degree angle. So we've got to use the diagonal energy that we talked about a couple weeks ago to cut through. And Chiron's the wounded healer, or the subconscious, or the dark night of the soul, or the underworld. So it's really time to, with the Sun square Pisces, it's like really shining the square Chiron. It's really shining the light on what our dark night of the soul is before we come forward, bring something else, some other part of ourselves into the light. So whatever that is, this is really a time to go inside and do a lot of recalibration to that energy which we want to express, that energy which expands us. And it could be just more laughter, which it could be surrendering control to how we think things should be. And it could be enjoying just the play of the divine as it shows up in front of us. Because we have Chiron ruling the underworld with Pluto. So we've got this this underworld energy going on, which means that we have to surrender our willpower, not our intentions, not our desires, but our power over situations. We have to work with the divine. We have to really move into that frequency of co-creation, and the way we do that is really feeling our soul essence coming into our mind first and feeling deeply into that. And when we get that soul connection with the infinite, that feeling of expansion, of upliftment, then we can move forward. Then we can share whatever we're feeling with the world. So let's just go ahead and breathe into that. And we'll talk more about what the Master has to say about this. And he's saying, especially focus on your third eye right now, the frontal part of your brain. It's helping us recalibrate. I'm feeling pressure, actually, in my forehead. He's saying, I usually do this. I didn't do it today, but sandalwood's a really great oil to put on your arc line, the hairline. So that'll really help. Sandalwood on your forehead really helps this period of time. Beautiful. Excellent. So here the master tells, she's saying that, remember, the mind must serve you, rather than the mind going off in its own stories or intrigues, and especially with the sun Chiron square, going into kind of like stories of what's wrong? What's wrong with yourself? What's wrong with the world? He's saying, don't get into too many underworld stories right now. He said, I know you all love to do that, and he's telling us that he's not denying that there's definitely lots of problems in the world. He's saying, we all know that, and you know that, but he's saying this is a better time to basically not dwell too much on the problems of the world. But things will be taken care of there. Things are being worked on to be taken care of. But he said, don't dwell on it, and don't go into story about it. Maybe notice things, don't be ignorant, but don't, he's saying, don't use your own mind to align with what's wrong with the world right now. He said, instead, feel things that are supportive for you so you can develop, we can develop our supportive strength, because we'll need that in time to come and as we do our retreats and our projects and things. He's saying, practice using your mind, saying, what can be supportive? What can make me feel strong? How can I develop my mind in a way that it shows me the supportive strength? The strength shows me the strength of my subconscious rather than that which limits me, rather than the limits of my subconscious. So he's saying, especially meditating before sunrise, put your chants on, put Japji on. And I had a very beautiful experience this morning with Japji, and I felt just that I was like water, like very watery, like some of the kind of like sort of heaviness that I was feeling before just started breaking up, and I felt watery. So he's saying, Japji will take you into the etheric plane. So it's important to remember that, to play that in the morning. That's an air energy. So to relate to our mind from the air element, the air tattva, that which is lighter, and to allow that frequency of the air element to make space in our mind for the soul. Saying we have to make space in our mind for our soul to shine through, the sunlight of our soul to shine through, and not to lose track of who we really are, which is the radiant soul beings that we are, and to know that our mind is a gift, and who we are is a gift, and when we remember that, then we can give this gift to ourselves and to the world, and bring forth these frequencies. So he's saying, you know, just know that if we feel caught in something, that when we're in this soul frequency, that we know how to act beyond time and space so we don't get caught in that, and that will help everybody around us. And it will uplift the planet too. So this is the direction. He's saying, just remember, direct your mind. Don't let your mind direct you and take you down a rabbit hole. So we're just breathing to that so we can get that calibration. Calibrating our mind with the frequency of our soul, the frequency of infinity, the frequency of expansion, the frequency of light, of healing. And know that the mind has its own rhythm, its own process it goes through, just like any other parts of our bodies. So he's saying, you wouldn't expect your leg to do something it wasn't made to do. So, you know, let your mind go through its processes, negative, positive, neutral mind, but go to the neutral mind. Don't stop. He said, if you were taking a walk, you wouldn't stop halfway, or if you were going somewhere, you were getting in the car, you wouldn't expect the car to start without turning the key. So he's saying, let your mind complete its process. Go to the neutral mind, talk to your mind, and create a relationship that allows your mind to take you to your soul, and tell your mind, train your mind, saying, I am the source, I am the source with Goddess. I am the source with God. I am the source with soul. And talk to your mind like that from a source consciousness. Rather than listening to your own mind chatter, put positive affirmations in your own mind. And that way, you're directing the mind, training your mind, and then your mind works with you, just like your body works with you, as I said, to get you from one place to the other. You don't let your body just to kind of randomly decide, kind of like a two-year-old, oh, I'm going to run this way or that way. You're directed. So he's saying, do that with your mind. So keep breathing. Focus on your third eye. Beautiful. And then he said, then you can learn how actually to depend on the unseen and feel unlimited. And this is what's going to take away the shadow and the intrigue and the games that we play. The games that we play of the ego. Ego inflating and then deflating, like we just said a minute ago. So that takes away those games. So your soul, your infinite self, your light, your frequency, everything. Your soul mind is in charge and directing your thoughts, your feelings, your activities, your love, and you can live from your heart, live from your openness, and you can see through the window of your mind without distortion. Beautiful, beautiful. Okay, breathe into that. So the masters and the angels are with us, just clearing away whether it's things we picked up from the world around us or we're holding the frequency to clear the vibration around us. And it just started raining right here where I am in the Midwest. So beautiful. So we're going to go ahead and chant the Guru Ram Dass, open our hearts and the window to our soul.
Thank you. Thank you.
Dunna Dunna, a few minutes of Dunna Dunna for a miracle.
Thank you.
rest in the home of your infinite self. Inhale. Satnam. 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 Vaheguru. And let it go. And our master and his band of angels just smiled and waved goodbye with their wings and their smiles. So if anybody would like to share or talk for a minute, touch base before we complete, that would be great. I feel very, like I'm floating right now. I feel very airy and kind of relieved. I feel relieved, actually.
Wow. Yeah, I'm like so, I'm almost dizzy, I want to say.
Yeah, it's kind of a dizziness. Yeah, I agree with that.
Wow, that was very powerful, whatever it did to us today. Beautiful.
Yeah. I mean, I usually think, okay, you know, each week is kind of a different, we're working on a different thing or different aspect, and you said, no, we just got started on connecting the souls with your soul with your mind. This is a big, vast subject. But I want to work with you guys more again today. So I felt happy, and I do feel that my brain feels very expanded right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I do feel I got a deeper level of connection of my soul and my mind. It was like a deeper level. I'm feeling it down in my kind of solar plexus and even in my feet.
Yeah. Everybody else is sleeping. Our group are sleeping. they escaped from the third to the fifth dimension. They leaped.
They leapt. They went from the third to the seventh dimension. Everybody's ascended. I think it was the Dana Dana Shabbat that kicked us into orbit. I love Dana Dana. I like that version of Guru Das also.
I never heard that version. I only have the one that sounds like the church.
Oh, yeah. That's very sing-songy, I like this version. Anyway, yeah, I'm kind of like floating in some sort of more integrated state. I tell you, I do feel more stabilized. And I actually feel happier. I'm smiling and laughing.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, that's good. Good. Okay. Well, I want everybody on the call, and Yogi Bhajan and the Band of Angels are saying too, to wish Arita a happy birthday tomorrow. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you. Thank you. I'll try to stay grounded. The air sign is like all over the world.
Lucy wishes from the angels, all in the heavens, and from your Shakti Activation Group. We'll be with you in our hearts.
Thank you. I love you guys.
Love you too. Satnam. Satnam, everybody. Talk to you later. Satnam.
Vaheguru.
Bye. Vaheguru. Bye.